Kevin, so we'll take a look at this Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amin Aleph. And this is the Mishnah which is called Zrika Shalobim Koma. In other words, there are certain specific places on the Mizbeach, locations, meaning the Mizbeach is not one clump, you know, there are different areas. And in different karbanos, we have to be zorik to dam at certain areas. And the Mishnah is going to address the question, what happens if he did the zrikas hadam in the wrong place? Now, amongst the mistakes you can make, obviously there's going to be on top of the mizbeach different areas. And then there are two different mizbechos. There's a mizbeach hachitzon, which is in the azara, and that's otherwise known as the Mizbech HaOla. And then there's the Mizbech HaPnimi, which is inside the Heichal, right next to the Kodesh Kadoshim. And there are certain karbonos that require Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi, and others, almost all others, on the Mizbech HaChitzon. What if you switch that? Then there's another possibility, which is called Keneged HaYisod. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. And here he was Zorig the Dam on the Kira Mizbeach. He didn't even put the Dam on top of the Mizbeach, but he may have placed it what's called Keneged HaYisod, and that has a certain status. Then we have another possibility, and that's the Kevesh. The Kevesh is the ramp. So he did a Zrika Sadam on the ramp. So what happens in all these cases? Alright. So let's begin the Mishnah. And we're talking now about Nesina. Nesina means Nasno, is an identical, is a synonymous term to Zrika Sadam. And again, there are a lot of different words for Zrika. Sometimes you'll see the word Zrika, sometimes Hazah or Hazaya, sometimes Nesina, sometimes even Shficha. There are different words that are used by the Mishnah. And now in this case, where was he Zorik the Dam? Al Gavi HaKevesh. Now that's not a makom, that's not a place for Nesina Sadam, for Matan Damin. And the question is going to be, is the carbon kosher or is it possible? You know, he's inventing his own laws of Nesina Sadam. All the Zrikos are on the Mizbeach. The Kevesh is not considered part of the Mizbeach. It's a nice place to go up to the Mizbeach, but it's not on the Mizbeach. So that, in a sense, is the most radical change and shinui that he did over here.
Oh. Finish.
How are you? Hope you didn't get caught in any rainstorm, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, good. It's supposed to be raining today.
It did rain.
Okay. Now we have a less radical kind of Zrika. And here, the Zrika was on what's called the Kir HaMizbeach. In other words, instead of on top of the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach. And he did it Shalom Keneged HaYisod. So let's talk about the word Yisod and try to finish to figure out what that means. So the Mizbeach had certain dimensions, and it also had a base. That base would protrude beyond the width of the Mizbeach. And that base did not cover the entire Mizbeach. Let's say the Mizbeach was rectangular. It didn't go around the entire Mizbeach. It went around most of the Mizbeach, but not all of it. And that base is called the Yisod HaMizbeach. Now there's a long discussion here, which I think is premature for us, about exactly which sides of the Mizbeach there was the Yisod. But one thing I can tell you for sure, that on the southeastern side of the Mizbeach, that's called Mizrachit Dromit, I can write that on the board, Lo HaYisod. There was no Yisod. So as I said before, this Yisod, which was the part that juts out on the bottom of the Mizbeach, did not surround the entire Mizbeach. And to some extent, if you do a Zrika Keneged HaYisod on that part of the Kira Mizbeach where there's a Yisod below you, that's almost like the Mizbeach itself. Not exactly, but it's close to the Mizbeach. The problem is, this guy was very radical and very autonomous. You know, he wanted to write his own rule books. And he was Zorik the Dam on the Kira Mizbech Shalo Keneged HaYisod. Okay, and that's on the Mizrachit Romit side of the Mizbech.
Is there an assumption he did it B'nezi, B'shogeg?
It seems to make no difference whatsoever. At this point, again, maybe later down the line we'll find such a distinction.
We're looking
at a sugya called Zrika Shelo Bimkoma, because we're finally getting to the question of Zrika, and that's what we want to analyze today. Okay, then we get to the next case. This is a little bit more moderate of a change. It's not so radical of a change. Nasan es hanitonim lemato lemalo, the es hanitonim lemalo lemato. So the Mizbech itself, right down the middle, on the outside of the Mizbech, had something called a chut hasikra. Okay, that's a certain kind of a ribbon that divided the top part of the Mizbech from the lower part of the Mizbech. Now, in certain cases, for example, in the case of what's called a chatos behema or an olas ha'of, and those are exceptions to the general rule, there the dam has to be lamala, it has to be above the chut hasikra. So that's again an olas ha'of. The classical case of an ola could be an olas behema. Or, for example, we mentioned a chatos, in the case of a chatos behema. What about an asham? What about shlomim? What about all the other karbanos? So as a general rule, all the karbanos, the zrika has to be lamata. It has to be below the chut hasikra. The Rambam has a whole chapter in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in which he details all the dinim of lamala and lamata. So again, the division, the boundary line is called the chut hasikra. Anything above that chut, which is a red ribbon around the mizbeach, that's considered lamala, and that's appropriate again for chatos behema and olas ha'ov. But all the other karbanos, including ola, in the case of an olas behema, are all below the chut hasikra. What he did was, and again the Mishnah offers two scenarios, either he took the nitonim lamata, like for example, let's say he took a shlomim and he was nosein es adam lamala, or in the flip case, es hanitonim lamala, let's say he took a chatos behema, or for that matter an olas ha'ov, and he was zorik the dam lamato, whether it should have been lamala.
Could you write them on the board?
Yeah. Let me just finish one more line of the Mishnah, so we have the whole Mishnah, and then we have the es hanitonim bifnim. Okay, we said that there were two mizbechos in the Migdash. There was the mizbeach hapnimi, which is in the Heichal, and then there's the mizbeach hachitzoni, which is in the Azora. And what he did was, he took the dam that was meant to be nizrak, it was meant to be given as a matana bifnim, and he was zorik bachutz. In other words, he switched the mizbeach, or the flip side is hanitana bachutz bifnim. That itself is a problem, exactly how he would do such a thing, because that's a serious violation. But anyway, he switched around the order of the proper mizbeach, and that ends the list. Now we're up to the din. So again, let's just ask the question that the Mishnah is addressing. What is the din in an improper zrika, which means that the zrika was meant to be done at place X, and he did it at place Y? He decides, you know, I'm the boss here, I know what's best. And the question is the zrika chal, is it valid, or is the karban completely possible? Because, as we've mentioned many times, the essence of every karban is the zrika. So the Mishnah says possible. And that I understand, because there's no proper zrika over here. But then the Mishnah says, v'ein bo karis. Now what does this mean, v'ein bo karis? So let's fill in a little bit of background information, and then again we're going to write on the board. Morning, how are you? The chi of karis applies when someone eats from a karban that's posel, For example, let's say you have a machsheves shelo lizmano, chutz lizmano, which is called a machsheves pigu. So at the time of the shechita, he, the Kohen, had in mind to be zorik the dam chutz lizmano, let's say for the next morning, when we're not talking about shlomim, and therefore there's no, that's called a machsheves pigul. If you eat the basar of that korban, shenis pagil, you're chayav koris. Then there's another category of a korban that's possible, but it's not pigul. And if it's not pigul, you're enjoined from eating the basar, you're not allowed to eat the basar, it's a korban possible, but it doesn't engender an iser koris. So the violation is not as severe as achilas pigul.
So pigul was only time, outside the time.
Right, pigul is chutzl's mano. So he had in mind at the time of the shechita that the zriko or the achilas ha-basar or the haktar seimurim would be the next day. So that makes it pigul. And if you eat the basar that korban, you chayv koris. Here, what happened is he did an improper zrika. The zrika wasn't done in the proper place, but he didn't have machshav chutz lizmano, and therefore it's not pigul. So the Mishnah says ein bo karis. You're not allowed to eat the basar, but it's not the highest level of a chiyuv karis.
Okay.
Now, in what case was he meant to do the zrika on the inner mizbeach, which is called the mizbeach hazav or the mizbeach hapnimi? That fits into basically four categories. Again, you don't have to write this down. We're going to get to this v'shaito. There's something called par shel yom kippurim. There's also called a par helim dover shel tzibur. There's a par kohen moshiach. There are seire avodah zara. Those are the four categories of cases. They're very exceptional, rare cases that come up where the zrikas hadam, in this case, it's a korban chatas, has to be done on the inner mizbeach. He went ahead and instead of doing it on the mizbeach hapnimi, he was zorek dam on the mizbeach hachitzon, on the outer mizbeach. Now, what I want to write on the board here is yesod, okay? And for that you have, you know, you have to have, maybe you have a picture over there of the yesod, I don't know. Okay, that could help. If you give it to me, I'll give it right back. I'm not going to steal it, I promise. Okay?
It's the part that looks like the bottom of the filling.
Right. In a sense, it's a base. But if you take a look, this base, which was one amma high and one amma wide, and extends around only the north and the western walls. So what we're interested in now is a zrika that was done on the Kira Mizbeach. The Kira Mizbeach, again, this picture is a little bit misleading because, you know, it looks like the Yesod is gigantic and the Mizbeach is, it's just the opposite. But there's plenty of room above the Yesod, and if he does a Zrika there, that's at least that's called Keneged Yesod, which has a special status, as we'll learn. But instead, he did the worst thing that you could possibly do, and he did the Zrika on the side of the Mizbeach, which is called the southeastern side of the Mizbeach, and there there's no Yesod.
We can see the picture.
So again, he doesn't show you the part that has no Yesod. You have to trust me that behind this wall there's no Yesod. Maybe he'll have that in the top diagram. I don't know. Okay then.
Yeah, he does here. But there is.
Okay, great.
But there is a Yesod. Oh, I see. Is the Yesod here?
Yeah.
And there's no Yesod here.
So in the case of Mizrachit Dromit.
So there's no, it's, you're saying it's southeast?
Yeah, Dromit. I'm sorry. Huh. Dromit. I made six mistakes here. This is supposed to be a mem. Dromit means south.
Yeah.
Right? And Mizrachit is east. And this is Shalom Kenegeda Yesod. In other words, that's the point on the outside of the Mizbeach where there's no Yesod. Okay, Rabbo said, believe me, we're going to get into this as we go along. There's no, these are just facts. You see, the trouble with learning Kachim is that, you know, you can get bogged down in a lot of the details and you miss the forest for the trees. Basically, I could summarize the Mishnah in two sentences, and that's all you have to know for us today, really. All the other details are secondary. And these are the two points that I want to make. Number one, if he does the zrika in the improper place, the korban is pasul. Number two, but it's not pigul, it's a low-level psul, and therefore if he eats the basar, he's not chayev karis. Okay, that's really... Now, the Mishnah gives you a whole long list of, you know, and we could go on and on for hours and hours and go through all of Kodshim and figure out exactly where on the Mizbeach each korban should have its zrika. And again, we could do that. It would take hours. I would rather leave that for the diagrams, and we'll get to that, you know, as we go along. Because what I'm interested in here is the basic conceptual structure here. That amongst the Psulei HaKodshim, one of them, which is not to be, you know, that's not insignificant, it's not on the bottom of our list, is called a Zrika Shelo Bimkoma. Okay, that's our topic for today. Okay, Zrika Shelo Bimkoma. And for example, if you see the pages that I photocopied for you with the help of Ben, you'll see on the right side of your page, again, I think it's out of order, so make sure it says Shin Ayin Vav on the top right. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I think you have it a little out of order. So you'll see right on the bottom of the page, not all the way to the bottom of the page, but let's say three quarters down on the page of Shin Ayin Vav, you'll see it says Sugyas Zrika Shelo Bimkoma. Okay, that's the title of today's discussion.
The ribbon, or what they call here, the red line.
Like the Chut HaSikra.
Can you write that in Hebrew?
Sure. Chut HaSikra.
I like that, the ribbon.
Okay.
Right along with the tefillin. Hey, Rabbi Barzan?
Yes.
You think it's correct? I'm not sure if I'm like reading the diagrams correctly. That after Shechita, when they go to do the Sikhat Adam,
right,
the two sides that do have the Yisod are the closer one and the one closer to the Ulam. Like
Shmuel, I have to plead the fifth here. You're miles ahead of me. I'm way, way behind. You could only ask me in Kodshim, you know, as you know, where I got up to. That's a discussion, Shmuel, if you want, we could have after the Shia, and I'd love to hear, you know, all the details.
That you to make that error, you have to, like, it's like taking the Sefer Torah out of the Aron the wrong direction.
That's what Ben asked me. Is we're not talking, I don't know, again, you may know something that I don't know. We're not talking about an error over here. We're talking about a guy who wrote the rule books for himself, you know.
Okay, so he's doing it intentionally.
He's doing it intentionally, as far as I know. Again, you know, Rabosai, I can't know everything. I have X number of hours in the day to prepare for an hour-long shiur, and that's what I'm able to do. You know what I'm saying? And we haven't even scratched the surface of Zvachim. But I would tell you this, that unless I know otherwise, and maybe the sugya will get into this, I don't know, I'm only learning a Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't tell you that he did this unintentionally, by accident. You know, it's hard for me to believe that the Kohen was such an Amoritz that he accidentally did a Zrika on the Kevesh. Who would do a Zrika on the Kevesh? The Kevesh is the ramp that leads you up to the Mizbeah. The guy has to be a total ignoramus. I mean, even I know, and I don't know beans about Kodshim, that you don't do Zrika on a Kevesh, you know. But that's what I'm saying. I think, until I find out otherwise, and I would rather if you didn't press me on this right now, that we're not entering into the question of why would he do such a thing? How did he do such a thing? He's writing his own rule books right now. That's what I'm going to assume, and hopefully we'll be able to correct ourselves later on and fine tune. Let's take a look at Shmuel. This is our discussion for today. You turn now to Daf Chavav Amid Beis Amar Shmuel. Okay then. And Shmuel says the following. Now we know that there are four avodos. Okay, the Shechita, Kavod Sadam, Halacha Sadam, and Zrika. We know also that the Zrika, as the fourth of these four avodos, is Mechaper for the Bailim, that generates the Kapara. But we have to know two other things about Zrika that we've never discussed, at least in our discussions. Number one, that it is only after Zrika that you're allowed to eat the basar. So let me say it in a positive way. And if you want, I'll write this on the board, but I don't think you need it. The Zrika is matir. I'm going to add a hey because Zrika is feminine. Is matira achilas habos. So any meat, for example, in Kodshi Kodshim, the Kohanim will eat the meat. In Kodshim Kalim and Shlomim, some of the meat will go to the Bailim, who's the Yisrael. All of that stuff is only after Zrika. Okay, so not only is Zrika important for the Kaparas HaKarbon, so the Bailim will miskaper, but also it's important so that we're allowed to eat the Basar. Number two, there's a parallel concept to Achilas Adam, which is called Achilas Mizbeach, which is otherwise known as Haktoras HaImurit. There are certain parts of the innards of the animal, of the Chelev, and so forth and so on, that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Just like you're not allowed to eat the Basar, you meaning a human being, until after Zrika, so too the Mizbeach is not allowed to eat the Basar until after the Zrika. So the Zrika is matir, not only Achilas Adam, but also Haktoras HaImurim. Okay. Now our Mishnah tells us, before Shmuel, that if the Zrika was done in the improper place, the carbon is possible. Okay, what does that mean? The carbon is possible could mean many different things. Let me suggest two possibilities. One possibility, which is intuitively correct, is that the karbon is not machaper. That zrika, since it was improper, is completely meaningless. And there will be such an opinion, but that's not Shmuel's opinion. The other possibility is to say that although the zrika is a zrika, it doesn't have that additional power above and beyond kapara to be matir, the achilas habasar, and haktoras haimur. Again, whatever I said didn't make any sense at all. So let's read it inside in Shmuel, and then hopefully it'll make sense. Omar Shmuel. Now, you see the word posel? Put that in quotation marks, because he's really interpreting the word in the Mishnah posel. Posel, when you saw in the Mishnah posel, you should know what it means. It means basar, that the meat of the carbon remains prohibited, and the zrika is not matir, again, technically it should be matira, right? Es habosar. Avol, and this is a big avol, bailim niskapru. Now let me ask you the following question. According to Shmuel, who says bailim niskapru, if the zrika sadam was done lamala instead of lamata, or on the kevesh, or it was done on the inner mizbeach when it really belonged on the outer mizbeach, would the bailim have to bring another karmon in this case?
Sounds like not.
Absolutely not. That's the gemaldige chiddush of Shmuel, that zrika shelo bimkoma is kshera, basically. Either Mishnah says it's possible. Says Shmuel, you misunderstood the Mishnah. You thought the Mishnah was saying that the carbon is possible. No. What the Mishnah is saying is that you can't eat the basar. That although this zrika is a zrika, this is what you call a brisker tzvei dinim. Are you familiar with that phrase, tzvei dinim? There are two halachas here, and they split. There's one halach of kaparas hakarba, meaning whether the carbon is kosher and the bailim have fulfilled their obligation. There's another halacha whether the zrika has a power to generate a heter achilas habasar. Comes along Shmuel and he says that when you read the Mishnah apostle, you thought it meant that the carbon is possible. No, it means the basar is possible. What does that mean? A basar is possible. The zrika is possible as far as the basar is concerned.
Is this an amendment of the first Mishnah then? Because the first Mishnah said if it's like Katas or Pesach, then it's. Wait, am I mixing it up wrong?
Then the carbon is possible. Yeah, in that case, that the Bailam are not Yotzi Dechol possible. But even in the case, excuse me, of Ola L'Shem Shlomim, forget about Katas, Katas and Pesach, which has its own unique halachas.
Right. So
the Mishnah says Lo Ola L'Bailam L'Shem Chova. That there's a psula machsheva shelo lishma, which means that the bailim have to bring another karma.
Right. In this case, they say they don't have to.
Correct. Why? Because the zrika is a zrika, and it's a wild idea. Because intuitively, who would think, in all those dramatic cases, that the zrika is a zrika? Okay. Tosus has one suffix, which again I don't want to get into now because I honestly don't know enough about this. that Shmuel was not referring to all the cases in the Mishnah. He was not referring, for example, to the case of Kevesh. Kevesh is not a Mizbeach. So don't tell me that the carbon is kosher if he put the dam on something that's not the Mizbeach. One thing is clear, the dam has to be on the Mizbeach. Okay. Now at this point, I have to read to you a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash says the following. This is in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis. It says, V'dam zivchacha yishofech al mizbach Hashem Elokecha. The blood of your carbon, of your zevach, should be poured on the mizbeach. And then it says, V'abosar tochal. Or teochel. I have to look it up exactly what the conjugation is. I don't have a chumash here.
Right. Tochel in the Torah. Or
tochel or tochel?
Tochel, if I'm reading it.
Tochel. Okay then? So vabosar tochel. Which means that the Torah is giving you a sequence. A has to come before B. The Torah is saying, Dam zivchacha yishofech al mizbeach. First you have to do the Zrika, and then, and only then, v'abosar te'ochel. But before Zrika Saddam, you're not allowed to eat the basar. Okay then? Comes along Shmuel, and he says that if the Zrika was shalo bimkoma, then you're not allowed to eat the basar. The carbon itself is kosher. The kapara is clinched. The bilim do not have to replace this with another carbon. But the basar is not allowed to be eaten. Now, there's another element here in this equation which is a sugya in Psachim. I'll mention it and I'll just beg you not to ask me any questions. And that is that the truth is that even after a good zrika, you're not allowed to eat the basar until after what's called haktaras haimur, meaning to get to the stage of eating the basar, the Torah requires two processes to take place. Number one, zrika. Number two, haktaras haimur. But that shouldn't bother us right now. One thing is crystal clear, that without zrika, there's no heter fachilas habasar, even after the haktaras haimur. Shmuel is pointing out that when the Mishnah says that this zrika is psula, what the Mishnah has in mind, that it doesn't have the power of a normal and valid zrika to be matir, the achilas basar that says in the pasuk v'abasar teyachel, that after the zrika you can eat the basar. Now you'll see here there's a Tosfos Divrei Maskil Omar Shmuel. And in that Tosfos, he deals with the following questions. Number one, what about the first case in our Mishnah where the dam was put on the kevesh, which will still say that a bialim is kapru? It's not even a mizbeach. How can you possibly suggest that that would be called a zrika? That's one issue. In his maskana, Tosis comes up based on a Gemara in Chav Zayin with a wild idea that even in the case where he throws the dam on the kevesh, miskapru abayim. Really unbelievable. Now,
the kevesh is what? Again?
Kevesh is the ramp.
Oh, and he throws it on the
right.
Ramp.
You have the picture there. It has the picture of the ramp. See if he writes kevesh there.
Well, it's all in English. That's why he asked for the Hebrew.
Oh, and does he have the word ramp?
Yeah, the main ramp.
He usually also adds the Hebrew. No, he didn't add the Hebrew.
In this case, he's not in the diagram. So, what's the ramp called?
Kevesh. Chof bet shin. Okay. Now, you remember that there are certain karbonos which the zrik has to be on the outer mizbeach. That's 99% of the karbonos, but there are very few exceptional cases that we mentioned earlier where the dam has to be nizrak on the mizbeach apnimi. Now, what happens if he took a regular karbon, which has to be, the zrik has to be on the mizbeach achitzon, and he sprinkles the dam on the mizbeach hapnimi? Okay, now, in the case of a chatos, there are two kinds of chatos. The regular chatos, the classical chatos for a sin carbon, right, is mizbeach hachitzon. There are very rare cases that we mentioned earlier of a chatos that has to have zrika on the mizbeach hapnimi. For example, the parvus sar shel yom kippur, parvus hel dom shel tzibur, parvus kohen mashiach, Seirei Avodah Zarah. You don't have to know these right now, but he took a classical chatos in our Mishnah, and he was zorek the dam not on the chitzon, but on the mizbeach apnimi. Says Tosfos, in that case, for sure, Shmuel would have to agree that he was not yotze, that the korban is not machaper lebailim. Why? Because Nesina, putting the dam on the mizbeach apnimi, as far as the majority, the bulk of chatos, is not called Zrikas Adam. In other words, the Mizbach HaPnimi, and again, there's only a one-way arrow here, the Mizbach HaPnimi does not rate as a Mizbeach, except for those very few cases. Otherwise, it's like off the charts here. It's worse than Kevesh, for some reason. Even though, again, there are a few Chatos where the Torah prescribes that the Zrika has to be done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but nevertheless, those are very exceptional cases, and that Mizbeach is not called a Mizbeach for Zrika, ki hu zeh, with regard to all the other Chatos. So you took a carbon that needed Zrika on the Mizbeach, and you were Zorik it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's not called Zrika. So therefore, Tosfos says that Shmuel, when he says that the carbon in this case of Azrika Shalom Koma is Ola L'Shem Bailim, Bailim is Kapru, he's only talking in one direction, where the dam was meant to be sprinkled on the Mizbech HaPnimi, and he was Zorik the dam on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So it's a one-way thing. All right, that's what we have to know so far. So the Gemara says the following: My time. What's the logic of Shmuel? What compelled Shmuel to come to this very odd conclusion? The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yud Zayin, Ki Nefesh Habasar Badomhi. And that, by the way, is the source for a different halacha, that it's only the dam ha-nefesh. You may remember that yesterday we touched upon this. But what's more important to us is the next part of the pasuk. It says, "Vanina sativ lachem al ha-mizbeach lechaper," that I have given you this ritual, if we'll call it that, of zrika, of nesina sadam on the mizbeach for the purpose of kapara. And he darshens it this way, Shmuel. Kevon shehigia dam lemizbeach niskapru bailim. Do you see that it doesn't say in this pasuk of lechaper where on the mizbeach he placed the dam? All it says is al hamizbeach. Therefore, Shmuel says, anything included on the mizbeach is included under this pasuk of lachem al mizbeach lechaper, so the kapara can be achieved on any part of the mizbeach. Again, Tosus vacillates about the status of the kevesh. Is that really called the mizbeach? And Tosus insists that the mizbeach apnimi, with regard to a chatos chitzona, is not called the mizbeach. But all the other cases in the Mishnah, says Shmuel, are on the mizbeach. Whether he does it on the middle of the Mizbeach, or on the Kronos, the corners of the Mizbeach, whether he does it on the Kira Mizbeach, whether he does it Keneged HaYisod, or Shalom Keneged HaYisod, all that is called the Mizbeach. It's one Chefza, one Shem Mizbeach.
Does that be all the blood, or any part of the blood?
Okay, that's going to come up too. Excellent question. Ihachi, the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that any zrika on the mizbeach, anywhere on the mizbeach, is considered machaper, is basar nami. Why not take this to its logical conclusion and allow me to eat the basar? It's a zrika, and that should be matir the achilas of basar. And the Gemara answers, Omar Kra, here we have another pasuk, to exclude achila. The pasuk, I'm going to read the whole pasuk, it says, Vanina sativ lachem al hamizbeach lechaper. Okay, again, the language here is lechaper, the same pasuk that we had before. Lekaparin sativ velo ledover acher. In other words, there seems to be an extra word here in the pasuk that's coming as a miut, as an emphasis, that it says lechaper. Lechaper means, okay, the entire mizbeach is given for kapara, but that doesn't mean it's a proper zrika. The zrika, as long as it's on the mizbeach, is lechaper. It generates kapara. However, if you ask me a different question, what about the other side powers, so to speak, the spin-off powers of Zrika, namely that Zrika's Makta the Basa, Zrika's Makta the Akhtar Seimurim? Oh, no, no, that's excluded from the word Lechap. Lechaper tells you, Lechapar Nisativ, the power and the ability of this improper or incorrect Zrika is as far as Kapara, can generate Kapara. And there the Torah recognizes the power of the Zrika to be Mechaper as long as it's on what? On the Mizbeach, but the Zrika doesn't have any additional powers, meaning it's not considered a proper Maisa in the Seder Avoda, where the Torah says that first, Dam Mizbech HaYishafech, and then the Torah says, Habasa Teochel. No, there's no Habasa Teochel, which means that the Zrika Shalomim Komo would not be Matir the Achilles Basar, nor the Haktoras HaYimurim, and it only works for one thing. To what extent and to this exclusive extent is the Zrika Shalobim Koma effective? Only for Kapar Sabbai.
So it's almost like it's allowing the Zrika to perform its primary purpose, which is Kapora, but then stops the rest of the process so that nothing else can happen after.
Correct.
If it wasn't a kosher Zrika, something had to not work.
No, it's a kosher Zrika.
We have to disqualify something.
But it's fascinating that it's not either or. It's like some works, part of it works, part of it doesn't. It's fascinating. It's tremendous, huge.
But there's also no, at least some of the arguments by some of them, it's counterintuitive. In other words, you know.
Right. Intuitively, we don't understand why. You know, we'd think that if the Zrika is on the Mizbech and therefore accomplishes its main goal, then the secondary goals, with a Kolshke, and certainly.
But this is on Shmuel, right?
Right. Well, later on, we're going to have a different opinion, but our focal point today is Shmuel. Okay. Now, I have here a footnote in the Misifta, and he writes here, which let's see if we can work this out. He says, "Halacha hi shim ein basar ein dam." Klomar, what does this mean? Im nevdu o nifsalu habasar ve'aymurim is ein zarkenes adam. In other words, it's not only that the Zrika is part of a system of generating kapara, but it's also part of a system which includes being matir the basar. If the basar is lost, or it becomes tamei, and there's no way, no how that you could eat the basar, then the Zrika is not implemented. We're ain zarkin es adam. So if that be the case, then here, that he did a Zrika Shalobim Koma, and therefore he's not allowed to eat the basar or be makta the emurim, then it's ein basar. And we said before, ein basar, ein dam. So why is this Rika meaningful to generate a kapara sabaylim? So to answer this question, he quotes a Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says that kan gzeras hakosavi, we don't understand why it should work and operate in this way, came unto b'shas hazrika, at the moment of the zrika, adayin habasar ve'mirur kayomim. It's not that he lost the zrika, so he lost the basar, the basar is chay v'kayim. And therefore, if I ask myself the question, is he implementing a zrika to be mati the basar, the answer is yes. He went ahead and he messed up. He was zorek shalobim koma. But the zrika per se is for the sake of the basar and the murim. Masha ein kein, the Gemara in Pesachim that we mentioned, ein basar ein dam, that's talking about a case where there's no basar, and there, right before the zrika there was no basar. So if at the moment of the critical moment is the moment of zrika, we have to ask ourselves, is there basar for achila, is there basar for ein murim, is there chelif for ein murim, and so forth and so on. If the answer is no, then that's it. Stop right there. There's no zrika. Ball game over. Close shop. Go home.
So it depends.
Throw everything in the rubbish.
Depends upon which court. Depends upon which one you do. Because there's certain ones where.
What? Ola, there's no achilas adam, there's only haktaras ha'imurim, but every carbon has some sort of an achila,
So what's he referring to?
No, he's talking about a case where the boss had just disappeared off the face of the earth.
How can it disappear?
A bird came down from the heavens and swooped and took away the basa. Or somebody who was tummy touched the basa. So it's neva nitma. You can have many different cases where the basa is just
at the point of zricha.
Right before zricha.
Oh, right before. So there's no zricha.
So there won't be any zricha.
Right.
So he asks himself, why is there no zricha? Because now the zricha can't be mat to the basa. No, if there's no zricha, if you're not being mat to the basa. Then why is our Mishnah telling us, according to Shmuel, that you could have a zrika with a kaparas hakarbon, even though it's not going to be mat in the basa? You're in a self. You're contradicting yourself. So comes along the Chazon Ish and he says the following: when it says ain basa ain dam, which means if there's no basa, there's no zrika, that means that since there's no basa at the moment that you're doing zrika, the zrika is meaningless because it doesn't have the additional embellishment of being mat to the basa. But if there's basa, just you did the wrong zrika, that zrika could be meaningful. There is basar. At the end of the day, you messed up on the zrika, and therefore it won't be mat to the basar. So again, you don't need this. You know, I'll give you a true or false question. Every zrika has to be mat to the basar. True or false?
False.
Shmuel says that's false. Intuitively, you would have said that's true. If it's not going to be mat to the basar, then it's ain basar ain dam. Says the Chazon Ish, you know what ain basar ain dam means? If there ain't no basar around at the time of the zrika, it just doesn't exist. It got swooped up by eaten by a one of those birds, you know, with the big gulls. What?
Vultures.
Yeah, the seagulls, whatever it is. I don't know. Okay.
So he comes to the same conclusion.
Yeah.
That you can't eat the meat, or you can't consume the meat either on the altar or by the person.
Right.
But he's saying the circumstances that arrive at the result are different. If the,
right.
the
conditions necessary to activate the zrika right. are there. You right. know, you can check them all.
If the meat's there at the point of zrika, then
zrika. Don't say zrika. Okay.
Zrika
with the kuf, because if you say zrika, it means sunrise, and that's a whole different sugya.
With the kuf. Yeah.
Like zrika.
Yeah, I get my kufs, chafs, and chops.
Right. So I'm just saying, you know, because you know somebody's going to say, "Oh, you go to Rabbi Berzon's class and you said zricha," you know, that doesn't show very well for Rabbi Berzon.
So now I'm saying it publicly on the tape. You know my problem with you because it all sounds the same to me.
Right.
That's why I can't say.
But it's a it's
but you
right,
can dance.
Right.
But you can dance.
I used to be able to, not anymore, but I was a great dancer when I was younger.
Now, in English, when there's a ches, they write a ch. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, but
like Hanukkah,
but again, it's not.
But a kuf would be a k.
It's just my problem. I learn by seeing things, so I am a good artist.
Right.
But
okay.
I can't learn by hearing.
Okay. So let me write it on the board. Okay, zrika.
No, I know how to spell it. It's the pronunciation. That's the problem.
Right. So you have to look at a kuf, and whenever you see a kuf, you know, maybe we could let's hire an artist.
I'm 74. You won't be able to teach me at this age.
No, I will be able to teach you because you're an artist. What I want you to do for me, Don,
yes.
is I want you to take this kuf,
yeah,
and I want you to make it into a k, and I'm sure you'll be able to do it.
Srika.
No, but I'm saying as an artist. You know, I want you to take a picture of a kuf and play with it until you get a K.
So what was I saying?
So I thought you were saying, again, maybe this is because I'm deaf. You know, I thought you were saying zricha, which is sunrise. Okay, now the ches is a ch. I don't know of a shortcut, even in art, how to remember that, you know. Because there's no ches in English. That's why the Goyim will say to you, have a happy Hanukkah, right? Because they can't say a chaf, you know what I'm saying?
My grandkids laugh at me because I can't pronounce some of the Hebrew names correctly because of the Hebrew. You know.
Right.
I mean, I know it. I just don't pronounce it correctly.
God should bless you with that problem.
Or I emphasize the wrong
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
anyway, you still could have more grandchildren.
No more grandchildren, but great-grandchildren should come soon.
All right. Okay. It's a shame.
I know I won't say any more grandchildren.
Okay.
So to go back to what we're supposed to be doing. So if at the point of Srika, right, there is basar,
Kizanish says then you can't eat it. Right. Is that what he's saying? Which is the opposite.
No. He's not saying you can eat it, right. But he's saying that then zrika is meaningful.
Then zrika is meaningful.
And that's shvuil. That says that there's kapara
sabai. But if there's no meat at the point of zrika,
then there's no zrika at all. Right. Okay. Do we have it?
Yes.
That was the Chazanish.
Okay.
So if you say it and you pronounce it right, they'll be very impressed that you know the Chazanish. Especially if you hang out in Bnei Brak, which I'm sure you do, right? Because that's where the Chazanish was. He was in Bnei Brak. So the Gemara says, Alma Kosovar. So what's the upshot of this whole discussion about Shmuel? Alma means we see that Shmuel maintains that Zrika Shalobim Komo Ki Bim Komo Domi Ki Zrika Bim Komo Domi. In other words, as far as Kaparas HaBailim is concerned, even though the Zrika was done in the improper place, it's still considered a zrika as if it was done in the proper place, because as we said before, the Gantz of Mizbeach, the whole Mizbeach is considered the place for zrika. So the Gemara now asks, Tnan Be'idach Pirkin, we have a Mishnah in a different perek. Okay, this is the next perek that we're going to get to, Mir Shem, which is on page Lamed Beis. And it says there, Nesono ala kevesh, Shalom Keneged HaYisod. I'm reading this very quickly because it's word for word what we learned in the Mishnah. Shalom Keneged HaYisod, Nasen HaSaniton Lamata, Lamala, Saniton Lamala, Lamata, Saniton Bifnim, Bachutz, HaSaniton Bachutz, Bifnim. Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh, Yachzor HaKosher V'Yakabel. What does this mean? Again, he did the improper Zrika in the wrong place. Shmuel identifies that as far as Kaparas HaBailim as an absolutely valid Zrika. And yet, the Mishnah says later on that he should redo that Zrika. What does it mean to redo it? How can you redo a Zrika? The Dam was already thrown onto the wrong place on the Mizbeah. The answer is Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh, meaning there's still blood coming out of the neck of the animal after the Shechita, which is Dam HaNefesh. Dam HaNefesh, as we said, is the main blood, you know, that spurts out, you know, red, healthy blood that keeps the animal alive. And there's still an extra volume, an additional volume of Dam that lends itself to Zrika. So again, he can't replace, how do you say in English, to pull back, I don't know what word I'm looking for. He can't retract the Zrika that he did, but it doesn't matter. Let him now do the right Zrika. And that's exactly what the Mishnah advocates. He's got a Yachzor Kosher V'Kabel. The Isal Kedaitach, according to Shmuel, Shalobim Komo Kibim Komo, that he did a proper Zrika, because again, the Kaparas HaBailim was achieved. Lumali, why does the Mishnah require Yachzor HaKosher V'Kabel if there's still Dam left over? He should do another Kabbalah and another Zrika. Why isn't one Zrika enough? The Chitim, and if you'll say Lahatir Basar V'Achilo, when I understand something, I get such pleasure from it. Do you hear what he's saying? The Gemara is asking, I'll tell you why, according to Shmuel, he should do a second Zrika. Because what did the first Zrika not accomplish?
Didn't make the meat kosher.
Correct, it wasn't marked in the Basal Achila. Now let's do a second Zrika, not for the sake of Kabbalah Sabbailim, but for the sake of what? Of being matir the Basar Bachila. So Gemara rejects this and says, Mi Ika Zrika Delo Mecha Peres Visharia Basar Bachila. Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara is saying, you can't take a Zrika for the purpose, for the sole purpose of being mocked in the Basar. If the Zrika is empowered with the Mechaper element, then as a side, shoot off, it's what splinters off from it, from the Kapora, is the Heter and the Basar. But you can't create a brand new ritual called Zrika, which has the sole exclusive purpose of being mocked in the Basar. How does Gemara know such a thing? Why? So in the footnote here, he says that he has a problem because of the din at the beginning of the Masechta, the first Mishnah. It says that if it was Shalol Lishma, it's kosher. And Lo Olu Lebailim L'Shem Chova.
So here's a zrika which is not mechaperes. So what did the Mishnah mean at the beginning of Zvachim when it says that if the zrika was shelo lishma, what's the language of the Mishnah? It says kosher, right? Doesn't say the word kosher. Read the first Mishnah to me, Rabbi. The first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim, Adav Beis Amud Aleph. Sorry. Oh, stop! Ksherim. What does that mean, Ksherim? You're just telling me, and the next line it says Lo Olu LeBayilim L'Shem Chova. So it's not Mechaper for the Bayilim. If it's not Mechaper for the Bayilim, it could be only one purpose of that Zrika when you call it Kosher. Namely what?
Achilat Abasa.
Exactly, the Makta the Achilas Abasa. So you see, says Tosfos, that you can have a Zrika which has only one goal and one achievement. There's only one thing you can boast about on its resume, namely that it was Makta the Abasa. As far as Kapar is concerned, the Mishnah says it was Shalol Lishma, is Eino Ola Levailim L'Shem Chova.
Can you go over that again?
Okay. The Gemara says here that when our Mishnah says that if he did the Zrika Shlobim Kova, he should, if there's still Dam available in the Tzavor, he should go ahead and do a replacement Zrika. So the Gemara says there's no such thing as a replacement Zrika if that Zrika has only one purpose, namely to be marked in the Basa. Because Zrika, by definition, in order to be marked in the Basa, has to accomplish its primary essential goal of being Mechaper. He was already Mechaper going to Shmuel on the first Zrika. Now you tell me, do another Zrika for what purpose? For the exclusive the purpose of being mocked in the bus. The Gemara says such a Zrika doesn't exist. You cannot validate a Zrika unless the Zrika is Mechaper. I don't get it. Let's open up the first Mishnah in the Masechta Zvachim. The Mishnah says that if you had a Shalom Lishma, then Ksherim, but Lo Olu Levailu L'Shem Chova. Meaning, the Kapara?
X.
So what's Ksherim? What did you accomplish through the Zrika when you had a Zrika for a Shlomim L'Shem Ola, whatever the case may be?
You matter the
Basa. Matter the Basa. So you see that the Halacha recognizes and validates a Zrika which has only one purpose, and that's to be matter the Basa. So how could
it have one outcome? The Chachila had two purposes.
Ah, okay, wow. Let's see if he gives your answer. He says, "Dibenizbechu shalol lishman." You see, I wanted to give a different answer, and you'll say I cheated, but I really didn't cheat. I see he says exactly what I wanted to say, but maybe he'll give your answer as well. I don't know. My answer would be that the zrika in the case of shalol lishman is machaper. Why? The Mishnah says it's Shalom Olu Labailim L'Shem Chov. It doesn't say Eino Miskaper. For example.
But that's what the Balaam wants.
Wait a minute. Okay, it doesn't, you know, the Balaam are not going to get what they want, but
so
we can still work out an agreement. You know, if I can't get the full price, I can get half the price, right? So what do we mean Shalom Olu Labailim L'Shem Chov? Yes, they need to get X. You know, that's the whole to win the whole lottery. They can't win the whole lottery. They're going to have to bring another carbon to replace the first one. But they don't walk out empty-handed. We'll give them a couple of shekels. What does the carbon mechaper? What kapara does the carbon achieve? So the halach is it becomes like an olas nedava. Right, there are two types of karbanos. There's the obligatory and there's the voluntary. Okay. So you didn't fulfill your obligation. Tough luck. Go sue the kohen in a court of law. Because now you're going to have to bring another carbon. But you did achieve a kapara. Not the kapara that fulfills your obligation, but a different kapara will give you. For example, an olas nedava, a voluntary ola, which is not l'shem chova, is mechaper on mitzvahs aseh. If he didn't shake the lulav, or if he didn't daven, tefillah, or he didn't eat the matzah on Pesach.
So we're not saying that the Zrika is completely devoid of any kapara power. We're just saying that the Bailim weren't Yotzei Dechiyuv. Their obligation was to be mechaper for eating chelev or whatever the case the sin was, and that kapara they won't achieve. They'll have to bring another replacement karmon. But we're not saying that the Zrika is completely devoid of any kapara. He writes here. He adds, "Velo yotzi de nidram." Right, he took a neder, and he hasn't fulfilled that neder. Ach, but nevertheless, I'll call upon him. Meratzel lebailim b'miktas ki kaparas nedov. He does get a kapar. It's not completely devoid of a kapar. And Ben added another dimension here that maybe. In the case of Shalol Lishma, in sort of like the Chazon Ish is far, but at the moment that he did the Zrika, he had in mind to be Mechaper, you know, but then he messed up and he did Shalol Lishma. V'lo ol l'bayil m'shem chov. Anyway, let's get back stuck with Shmuel. And what is Shmuel going to say about the next Mishnah? How could it be, if there's Dam Nefesh, how can there be a replacement Zrika if that Zrika is not Machafer, just for the sake of being Mati the Bosar? We don't have such a thing. So the Gemara answers the following. E di Yave Kosher. If the first Zrika was done by a Kohen Kosher, just that he messed up in the Maaseh Zrika and he put it on the wrong place, Hachinami, then you're absolutely correct. The Zrika would be Mechaper the Bailim. It would not be Matir the Basa because it was Shalobim Koma. And there would be no room for a replacement Zrika. Impossible. But Hachem Mayaskin, and when does the Mishnah advocate and require a replacement Zrika if there's still Dama Nefesh? That's in the case the Yaveh Pasul, that the Zrika was done by a Kohen who was Pasul. Why was he Pasul? Maybe he's a Balmum, maybe he's Mechusar Begadim, maybe he's a Tameh, who knows what? So it works like this. If the Zrika has a kapara element, which according to Shmuel it has in a Zrika Shalobim Koma, and the Zrika is Mechapir, there's no room for a second Zrika for the purpose of being Matir the Basar. It doesn't exist. But that's only because the Zrika was Mechapir. If the Zrika was Mechapir, I have to add another condition. Namely what?
Qualified.
The Kohen was qualified. He was kosher. But if the Zrika was done by a non-qualified Kohen, then the Zrika is not Mechaper, and then the Mishnah tells me that if there's still Dam HaNefesh, we have to find a Kohen Kosher and let him do the Zrika. I don't understand why the Mishnah has to tell me that. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that?
Because it was done by a qualified Kohen.
No, I'm saying, we're now saying that the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis is addressing the case where the Zrika was done by a non-qualified Kohen.
Right.
So now you're telling me, find a qualified Kohen to do the Zrika. I mean, Shkayach, you know, like, yeah, I need a Mishnah for that? Like, well, I'm not that dumb, you know. I don't understand the whole thrust of the Mishnah. But I have a suspicion that the answer to that question is going to come with the Gemara's next question. V'lehevi dachui. Okay, so now we have to learn about Dachui. But before we do that, I just want to quote to you something here. He says, Yesh l'tmoa, im medubar, if the Mishnah Lamed Beis is addressing the case of apostle, then why did the Mishnah add that the Zrika was Shalom Bim Koma? That's ridiculous. What changed here? Why did the Mishnah have to inject
into the category of apostle, a Kohen apostle, the fact that the Zrika was Shalobim Koma. So this is the subject of Tosis Divri Amaskil Hocha on the bottom of the page. Tema, he says, Mkein Afilu Nasim Mkomo Nami. V'yeshlomar the high posel Hainu Tome. Now I told you that the word posel can mean many, many different things. But Tosis identifies the word posel here as a Tome. And Tosis says that with regard to a tame, we have lighter rules. We lighten, you know, we loosen the belt on a tame. We're not so harsh on a tame. And we'll figure out why in just a second. Why does the zrika have to be replaced with a second zrika? It's because the first zrika was shalom bimkoma. Had the first zrika been bimkoma, even though it's possible, because again we're talking about a tame, but nevertheless it would have some significance and some status to it, and it completes the Seder Avoda, and therefore there's no room for replacement zrika. Very complicated. So we're saying that if it's A plus B, then there's a replacement zrika. But if it's only A, meaning posel, but it wasn't shalom bimkoma, it was bimkoma, then if the word posel means tame, then there's no room for a replacement zrika.
No, but as I put in the card, the Mishnah says that if it's lo bimkoma, then it's posel.
Right, because the Mishnah is talking about a case of a posel. Well, no, again, we just established, that was the last line in the Gemara that we studied, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of posel. Had it been a kosher, there's no room for a replacement zrika, because that zrika of the kosher, even shalom b'mkom, according to Shmuel, is a valid zrika as far as kapara, there's no room for a replacement zrika.
Okay.
So the Mishnah that says there's a replacement zrika must be talking about a case where the original zrika was done by a posel. Right, apostle.
Okay.
So Tosis asked, if it was done by apostle, why did the Mishnah have to stipulate that it was shalom b'mkoma? Who cares? Let it be b'mkoma. And I'd still need a replacement zrika if there's only dama nefesh to be had. So Tosis answers that the only reason we can justify a replacement zrika is because it was A plus B. It was a coin apostle, and it was a zrika shalom b'mkoma. What you call tarti l'reis, so they're two negatives, a double negative. If it would only be a posel, meaning if only the Kohen was a tame and that's it, but he did the proper zrika, then we would not advocate a replacement zrika, because that first zrika somehow registers on the Richter scale. Again, how does it register? I don't know, because again, it's possible, you know, a zrika of a tame is not a zrika ksheira, it's a zrika psula, the whole carbon is possible. So why not replace it with another zrika? No, but, you know what, with regard to a tame, we're going to be very light about it. What does it mean, light about it? We're not going to be machsha the carbon, but we're going to say that, you know what, it's enough of a zrika that there's no room for a second zrika. Now, why is tame lighter than Balmum, or Mechusar Gadim, or Yad Smol, or whatever other psulim you want to talk about? And the answer is because Tumah Hucha Mitzibur. Had this been a carbon sibur, then Anachinami, the tummy would be kosher. The carbon would be kosher. So once the Torah was more lenient in the case of a tummy, vis-a-vis a carbon sibur, not vis-a-vis any other carbonos, which are called carbonos yachid. So you see that tummy is a special category. We have a certain compassion for a tame. And we're so compassionate, you know, to embrace the tame, that we'll say that his zrika registers. Again, what does it mean to register? Normally it means registers, it's valid, and it's mechaper for the violin. No, that for sure it's not. The carbon is possible. Throw it in the garbage. But there's no room for a second zrika. The first zrika registered. You know, the halacha validates it. Only in one context. In what context is that zrika valid? In the context that there's no room for replacement zrika. Bamedvar Amurim, that's in a case where he was only possible. But if you add, you know, fire to the flame, fuel to the flame, and not only is he possible, but what else? He did his zrika shalobim koma. Not only is he tummy, but he messed up in the zrika. Then that zrika doesn't even register. That's already two strikes against you. And it's not like in baseball. Here, two strikes and you're out. And that zrika doesn't register. If there's still dam in the dam and nefesh in the tzara behema, go ahead and do another zrika. Now, in order to appreciate this whole business, but we don't have time now, we have to see the next line in the Gemara of Alehevi Dachui. And I'm just going to give you just a superficial understanding of Dachui. Dachui means...
Where is this?
The Lehevi Dachui. Again, if you...
I have a little different
Gemara, so it's hard. But anyway, the Lehevi Dachui, he says that the dam of the tzavar left, you know, the leftover dam nefesh is Dachui, meaning it's rejected. It doesn't lend itself to a zrika. Okay? And why is that? Because, just one second, because when the posel was zorek the dam shalobim komo, according to Shmuel, shalobim komo, which means somewhere on the mizbeach, is still considered bimkomo. It's the whole mizbeach is its makom. And if that be the case, then that zrika, although again it's not, it doesn't generate a carbon kosher, but it's enough to be mashlim seder havoda. Okay, now let's talk about this concept of hashlama seder havoda. Okay, this I'm going to write on the board. Again, this is sort of like a subcategory, a subtopic of what we're discussing today. Okay, I don't know where I did the black one, but red is just as good, if not better. Hashlomas, this is a lamed, seder ha'avoda, which literally translates as completing the cycle or the series of the avoda. So then, what we're saying is that with regard to zrika, there are three categories of zrika, not two. We thought there were only two. Either it's kosher or it's pasul. Now we're saying that in between, there's one level in between. Pasul means it's worthless. We'll say it's not even a mice zrika. It's just like a monkey came and did the zrika sadamfi. You know, you program your monkey. The next level is a zrika which validates what's called hashlama seder avoda, but it's not a zrika kshera. It's in between a zrika psula, which is worthless, and a zrika kshera, which is a perfectly valid zrika. In the middle, we have a gray area where the zrika is considered hashlama seder avoda. It's as if he completed all the avodas. He started with shkita, and then kabbalah, and then he did alocha, and now he completed that process with a zrika. And the Gemara says that if there was a zrika, that zrika could complete the process as long as it was a zrika on the mizbeach. If the zrika was done on the mizbeach, even though it's not kshera here because the Kohen happens to be apostle in this case, nevertheless, let's forget about the status of the Kohen for a minute and focus our attention on the status of the Maisa Zrika. The Maisa Zrika is on the Mizbeach, which according to Shmuel validates the Zrika. The Dam itself was kosher. The Zrika itself was a fine Zrika. The fact that the Kohen himself is a Pasul means that the Karban is Pasul, but the Zrika is still a quasi-Zrika Kshera. It does have a certain kashrus to it, and that kashrus is called Dichui. And what does Dichui mean? Dichui means that when there's Hashlama Seder Avoda, then you cannot add anything to the Avoda of this Karban. It's what you call finito. The end. You remember the old cartoons?
Yeah.
The end, right? Or in Spanish, I think it's called finito. Finito means it's a closed book. Now, what does that mean? You only get one chance to do Zrika. Now, if you find a Mishnah that says that you messed up on the Zrika, do another Zrika, then you're going to have to assume that the Zrika that was done, the first Zrika, was done by a monkey. Now, I don't mean literally it was done by a monkey, but I mean to say it's a meaningless Zrika. Absolutely meaningless. According to Shmuel, a Zrika shelo bimkomo is called a Zrika. Whether or not it's mechapra, the bayam depends on whether the coin was a kosher or not. But irrelevant to that question of kapar sabaylim, there is a question that's independent, and that is whether the zrika is a maisa zrika to complete the fourfold process of avodas hakarbon. That's called the hashlim seder avoda, complete the process. Once there's a completion of the process, we go back to our old rule. You get only one chance at bat, one shot at bat for zrika. There's no such thing as a second zrika. Unless, again, the first Zrika was not a Zrika. Let's say he took the dam and he threw it over his left shoulder, you know, until it landed on the moon. Then he could do a Zrika afterwards if there's still dam. But if that Zrika that he did was valid, in the sense that if I isolate the Zrika and just look at the Zrika under a microscope, it's a perfectly good, valid Zrika, then it's at least enough to be Mashlim the Seder Avoda, and make it impossible for another Zrika to come up the ramp. This not because we learned in a Mishnah later on, Vekulon, all the Psulim Lavoda. So a person is Pasul Lavoda, he's a Kohen Pasul, Shekimlu, and he went ahead and he was Makabal Adam, and he was Makabal Adam Chutz Lizmano, with the Machshav of Chutz Lizmano, or Chutz Limkomo. In such a case, the Machshav is not a Machshav of Poselis, because the Kohen himself is Posel, and therefore, Yesh Dam HaNefesh Yachzor HaKosher V'Yikabel. So such a Zrika, which was done with a Machshav of Shalod Lizmano and Shalod Limkomo, is not a Zrika, and therefore he can replace it with another Zrika. However, Kiblo in, if the Pasul was Makabal Adam, then he can replace the Zrika with another Zrika. But Zarko, if the Pasul was Zorik the Dam, lo, there's no way, no how, that he can have another Kabbalah says Adam and another Zrika to replace the first one. My timer, Lav Mishum Davi Dichu. It must be because of Dichu, this new Halacha, that if the Zrika was done in such a way that the Zrika per se, if I isolate the Zrika, is a kosher Zrika, then that Zrika functions to be mashlim the Seder Avoda, and now there's no possibility with regard to this behemoth of doing a replacement Zrika, because you only get one chance. When does the Mishnah later on allow you to have another chance? That's because he did a Zrika Chutz Limkomo or Chutz Lizmano, which means that's not a valid Zrika. So it's as if it was the dam was nizrak on by a monkey, as we said before. That zrika cannot be mashlim the seder avoda. It's not considered even in the most minimal sense of zrika. It's the lowest level of zrika. It's absolutely possible. In such a case, you could start again with a new zrika. But if the zrika was a zrika that would be valid in and of itself, if not for the fact that the coin is possible, meaning if I look and I isolate the zrika per se, and it was done Limkomo Lizmano, not Chutz Limkomo, Chutz Lizmano, then in such a case, there's no room for a replacement Zrika, because that Zrika, insofar as it's a Maisa Zrika, it's Mashlim the Seder Avoda, and therefore, as far as this Behema is concerned, there's something called Dichui. Dichui means the Behema is completely rejected from any future Avoda. You can't do any Avoda with this Karbon, with this Behema. Why? Because the Behema already experienced all the Avoda. You took the Dam from the Tzavor, and you was Zorik it on the Mizbeach, with a Zrika Kshera. The Karbon is possible because the Kohen was possible. It doesn't matter. The Zrika per se was a valid Zrika. If there's a Psul inherent in the Zrika, for example, if I were to reject Shmuel,
and I would maintain that Zrika Shalobim Koma Lav Shmei Zrika, then I would understand why the Mishnah advocates in a case of Zrika Shalobim Koma that you replace the Zrika with another Zrika, because Shalobim Koma is not a Zrika, at least in the case of Apostle. However, Shmuel's of the opinion that Zrika Shalobim Koma Shmei Zrika, it is considered a valid Zrika, and therefore I'll call upon him, even if it was done by Apostle, it completes the process, Hashlama Seder Avoda, that's called Dichui, and there's no room for another Zrika. So the Gemara answers that it all depends on who the Kohen was. If the Kohen was a Kohen Apostle, so now we have two strikes against you. Number one, it was a Kohen Posel. And number two, the Zrika was Shalobim Koma. And if the Zrika was Shalobim Koma, that's enough to invalidate the Zrika. And it's not even part of Hashlamas Ha Seder Avoda. Oh, so now we have the Mishnah that says there's a replacement Zrika. Now, how could we justify that Mishnah according to Shmuel? And the answer is because the Kohen was Posel. So if the Kohen was Posel and he did an improper Zrika, the combination of that of those two is so destructive, is so explosive, that the Zrika is completely knocked out of the ballpark, and it's not a Zrika at all. It's like a Zrika's Kof. It's like a monkey did the Zrika, and therefore replace the Zrika if there's Dam in the Tzavar. If, on the other hand, the Kohen was a Kohen Kosher, and he did the Zrika Shalobim Koma, Shmuel holds Zrika Shalobim Koma Havi Zrika. And now, even though that Zrika is not enough to be mat the Basar, but I can't replace it because it was a valid Zrika. So the only time I could replace the Zrika, according to Shmuel, would be if A, the Kohen was Apostle, and B, if the Zrika was Shalobim Koma.
So you said Shmuel said it would be invalid under those conditions.
Oh, so wait a minute. So I'm up to the cash of the Gemara. The cash of the Gemara is that Lehevi Dichui, that since according to Shmuel, Zrika Shalobim Koma is not an invalid Zrika, it's considered Bim Koma. So we don't have two strikes against you. Meaning, in the case of a posel who is Zorek Chutzlum Koma Chutzuzmano, we have number one a psul in the Gufo Shal Kohen, and number two we have a psul in the Maisa Zrika. The Maisa Zrika was Chutzlum Koma Chutzuzmano, and then you could replace the Zrika with a second Zrika of this Dam Nefesh Yachzer Akoshev Yikavet. Correct?
No.
Just 1 second. Wait, let me work this out. Okay? Again, the Mishnah says the following: Kulon shekiblu chutz lizmano v'chutz l'mkomo. If we're talking about apostle, right? So he says, it's 1 second. So now the Gemara is being machalik between the Kabbalah Saddam and the Zrika Saddam. Okay, I ignored that distinction. Let's go back to that distinction. The Mishnah has a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha is talking about Kabbalah Saddam, and the Reisha establishes that if there was a Kabbalah Saddam al Yidei Posel, a Kohen Posel, with a Machsheves Chutzuzman of Chutzum Komo, then the Korban remains kosher. So we have to know why. But if there was a Zrika Saddam, then there's no possibility of a replacement Kabbalah Zrika, meaning you can't redo the Avodah Sakarbon. And the Gemara thinks because such a Zrika is what is considered Ashlama Seder Avodah, which is the same as Dichui. So the Gemara wants to say the following, that according to Shmuel, if in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis the Kohen was apostle,
And what? And he did his Zrika Shalom Bimkomo. Hachamayis Kinon, says the Gemara. The Yav Apostle, that the first Zrika of Shalom Bimkomo was done by Apostle. Ah, so in such a case, there's no kapara. Ah, so Gemara thinks that according to Shmuel, if there's no kapara, then you could have a replacement Zrika. So Gemara says, but what about the din of Dichui? And the din of Dichui says that even if the carbon is not Mechaper, nevertheless you can't replace the original Zrika. And the proof is because the Mishnah implies that if the Kohen who did the Zrika was apostle, and on top to boot it was Chutzim Zman or Chutzim Komo, then there's no possibility of replacing the Zrika, because we're going to activate the principle of Dichu. So again, there's a Havamina here, and then there's Maskana.
In the Havamina, was the meat still Tira at the Basar? So it had some...
No, the Havamina was that the reason why there's a replacement is because the carbon is possible.
Okay.
Once the carbon is possible, that's it. The Gemara in the Havamina is not aware of a subdivision or stratification with regard to Psul. Possul equals possul.
Okay.
And since the Mishnah is addressing the case where the Kohen was apostle, then for sure there could be a replacement Zrika, even if you hold like Shmuel, that Zrika Shalobim Koma Kim Koma. Okay, so the Zrika was valid, but the carbon is possible. The carbon is possible, now it could accomplish two goals. By redoing the Zrika, you get a kapara sabayil, but then it could be mat to the boss as a result. Now the Gemara has a Mishnah which undermines that whole premise. And the Mishnah says it's not just possible equals possible equals possible. It depends why it's possible. And the Mishnah therefore says that there's such a thing as possible, completely possible, and then there's something called possible, but it's mashlin the seder avoda. And the difference is going to be that if it's mamish possible completely, then you can replace it with another zrika. But if it's possible only to the extent that it's not machaper, but yet it still has the status of what? Of Ashlamas Seder Avoda, that's called Dichui, and there's no room for replacement Zrika. And the Gemara applies that logic in two cases. Case number one, where the apostle was Zorek Es Adam Chutzim Zman Chutzim Komo, and there the Gemara holds that the Zrika is considered a hashlamas seder avoda, and that's dichui, and there's no room for replacement avoda. Again, even though clearly the carbon is possible because the coin was possible. And then the second case would be the case where the coin possible did a zrika shalobim koma. There too, like the case of chutzim zman chutzim komo, we still could salvage the zrika as what? As Ashlama Seder Avoda, then there's no room for replacement Zrika. So in other words, according to the Gemara's Maskana now, there's no room to explain the Mishnah according to Shmuel. The Mishnah says that if he did a Zrika Shalobim Koma, he can replace that Zrika if there's Dam Nefesh. Mimanav Shatat doesn't work according to Shmuel. If it's a case of a Kohen Kosher, then Shmuel holds the Zrika Shalobim Koma as Mechapel Abaylim. And then the Zrika now, the second Zrika, would only be for the purpose of Heter Basar, and we don't recognize such a Zrika. If on the other hand the Kohen was apostle, the Gemara maintains this Zrika of the Kohen apostle, since Shalobim Koma Shmei Zrika, would still be enough for Zrika to be mashlin the Seder Avoda and generate the din of Dichud. And therefore we're stuck. We have no possible interpretation of the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Okay, then we'll stop here. And